The rules of the federal No Child Left Behind law require that schools make adequate yearly progress, or AYP, in reading and math scores. There are penalties for schools that fail to meet AYP and rewards for those that excel. Wisconsin's 8 schools were among 250 in the country given the Blue Ribbon Schools Award by U.S. Secretary of Education Margaret Spelling. They received the awards either for having at least 40% of students from disadvantaged backgrounds dramatically improve performance or having students in the top 10% of the state. Evansville High School in Rock County is one of the latter, a mostly white school with almost no dropouts. Jamie Gillespie is principal of the 570-student school where advanced placement courses are standard.
We've been trying to challenge our students a little bit more. We've implemented more AP options for students. We do require all of our students to take algebra and geometry. We don't offer any pre-algebra courses for students. And we've started a pre-AP track in our English courses.
By contrast, Milwaukee's Hamlin Garland Elementary School's test scores over the last 5 years went from as low as 30% proficient on state tests to more than 90%, in part because of the efforts of former principal Ruth Magley.
We just changed the way we thought about teaching. We were working hard at that time, but we weren't working smart. So we decided through a number of what we would call professional in-services, we learned more about teaching and learning together as a staff.
Principal Magley says two-thirds of her students are considered low-income and from many ethnic backgrounds and at a high risk of dropping out of high school without some type of intervention. Consequently, the principal implemented better teaching methods aligned with state and local standards.
We're teaching to every student at their level, and then we were turning around and doing some assessments with them on a pretty much continuous basis so that we understand if the child received it, understood it. If not, we go back and teach to that child. So we're having smaller groups that we're teaching to and teaching at their level so that they're not left behind.
Because of her success at raising scores, Principal Magley was transferred to a bigger school this year. Meanwhile, Evansville's principal, Jamie Gillespie, says there aren't any financial rewards for getting a Blue Ribbon Award, but it comes with an invitation to attend a ceremony in Washington, D.C. in November. Other schools receiving Blue Ribbon Awards are in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Clayton, New Berlin, Owen, and Elm Grove. None of the private schools in Wisconsin were nominated. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.